And up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM is what you're listening to. Also, freakradio.org is Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. This is the January 4th, 2018 edition. We're going to be going, taking a look back at the DIY parade, which happened December 31st, downtown Santa Cruz, do-it-yourself parade. Also, a bit of, if not the whole, interview with Santa Barbara poet and activist Peter Marin, who's been on this show before and who gives us a gloomy but interesting and educational assessment of what's going on down Santa Barbara way. And I'm also hoping today to actually have a sort of live guest, though none of this is live. You're listening to a recorded show that was put into the can a few hours before it was put on the air, because we don't have a studio, and according to our endless efforts, which so far have not borne fruit, we're looking for a place to set ourselves up again with all our equipment, have our broadcasters come in to make their shows so they don't have to try to piece them together as I do at home, and then put them up long distance, which some have mastered, but some have not. We're looking for a 10 by 10 space in case you know of any in the Santa Cruz area we can rent. We are looking for a space that has access to electricity, internet, bathroom, a door. Windows are optional. And we will reward you if you can give us information about this space. If you can get us in there for a year, you get 500 smackers. For less time, you get a sort of a reduced rate, but you'll be paid proportionately. Give a call to 423-4833 if you have any ideas. 423-4833, that's my number. I'm one of the broadcasters, and I will pass the information on to the Free Radio Collective. If you're interested in Free Radio itself, we are looking for broadcasters still. And it's you just agree to pay. It's cheap. You pay a part of the rent. You come to meetings, and you get on the air. I mean, it's you get the benefit. You get the benefit of being on the air, and you get to give the community the benefit of hearing you. And it can be a benefit, for sure, for everyone concerned. So consider it. You can also find information online at freakradio.org. That's our website. You can find old archives of other shows, schedules of current shows, and other stuff that I'd know about if I actually paid some attention to the website. But it is a useful website, I'm told, so check it out. So I'm hoping to have more information directly from San Lorenzo Park on my Sunday show, which runs from the morning into the mid-afternoon. But if you want to catch some of the kind of establishment chatter back and forth, it's a good place to go is the Sentinel's online discussion with Andy Mills, a question and answer on the Benchlands homeless camp. It was published on the 31st, and it's available online. If you go to the comments section on the online version of this story, you'll find a complete and constant barrage of hostility toward the homeless in San Lorenzo Park, Andy Mills and the city council for permitting the sacred park to be occupied by campers, part of the park, I should say, to be occupied by the campers. And you occasionally hear my shrill voice responding with, I got to say it, some hostility toward the bigotry that I see filling that site. But it's interesting that there's a lot of bigoted comments, but so far not a lot of harassment, arrests, at least for the campers. So, don't get me wrong, it's not the best situation at all for them. And the issue is not just can they continue to find a place to stay for that small group, but what happens to the rest of the homeless in the city, and not just during the night, but when they try to be a part of the normal Santa Cruz scene during the day? What kind of crap do they face? And, of course, there's a whole matrix of anti-homeless laws in Santa Cruz, and a massively funded police and parks and rec force that's prepared to deal with the slightest complaints of homeless folks. And that's the pretty nasty background that we are facing. Plus, of course, the promise from Mills that even those few who can get into the 57 tents in the San Lorenzo campground will be moved out of there likely by mid-month, within a week or two, that is to say, well, a few weeks down the road, onto a much smaller, fenced-off, gravel-lined area out at the edge of town, which used to be the place where the people were registered for the Association of Faith Communities Winter Shelter Program last year. It's a real joke. I mean, it's kind of a cruel joke. And it's not looking good, as usual, for homeless folks in this community. But it's also kind of, frankly, vindicating to see that what we hear, these kind of screeching yowls online against the minimally humanistic policy of Andy Mills and the city, saying that we can't stop them from sleeping, so let's at least put them kind of out of sight in the park for the time being, those few that we can shoehorn in there, and that's 57, well, 100 people, let's say, in 57 tents, more or less. And let's avoid wasting all our money giving tickets to people at night, because we can't do that. It doesn't do any good. But we'll ticket them for sure if they stay past dawn. We'll take away their property, as we did to Dreamcatcher, also known as Michael Orr, who again has lost his property. At least he had the last time I reported on him, about half a week ago, 5 days ago on Sunday, simply for trying to go into the bathroom to use the facilities at the Loudon Nelson Center, and not coming back to find his property stolen by the Parks and Rec Department and confiscated by police, and then, worst of all, not being accessible to return. But he's being told he has to describe in detail all his property, and when in fact he pointed out that they knew it was his property. He's had various conversations with the Parks and Rec employees and so forth. I'm only taking his account, but, I find it credible. And if you want to review it, you can go back and listen to the last few Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides shows, which you can find online at the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom website at huffsantacruz.org. A tip, don't go to latest shows anymore, because we're having problems with Radio Libre, which is not properly archiving these shows. Instead, we have to do so manually, and you'll find the latest shows are under Lost Shows, which is also available. If you go to the Huff website and scroll down carefully, you'll find how to access this show and all the previous shows before it. So let's take an early musical break with some selections from the group Red Shadow, which I think I played on the air a couple of decades ago when I was first doing this show. I had a record, a vinyl record of the Red Shadow band, which got together in the 70s. They are described as three PhD economists who formed the band to explain to the world that which they could not in the classroom. And then they developed careers more or less within the economics profession, but they have a sort of radical legacy, according to the advertising for this Red Shadow Band CD, that combines their two earlier albums, Live at the Panacea Hilton and Better Red. And I'm going to play some of that stuff throughout the show. I enjoyed it years ago. I think I still am going to enjoy it, and I hope you do too.
Get down! easy, there aren't any. Ride to work costs half a buck. More to all this than just bad luck. But I'm the one who's hurting while we're stuck. Living in stagflation. Stay.